Standing in Mexico City's airport in 1994, one could feel the optimism of a nation on the cusp of transformation. NAFTA was just beginning, the financial district buzzed with possibility, and Mexico seemed poised for prosperity. Yet by December, the peso had collapsed, businesses shuttered, and crime surged. The death throes of Mexico's once dominant PRI political system. This roller coaster journey reflects Mexico's complex reality, a country that defies simple characterization and has become increasingly vital to America's future. Mexico stands at a fundamental crossroads. Will it become a hub of North American prosperity with a thriving middle class like Spain, or will it succumb to violence and weak governance? Already ranking high on democracy indices and attracting substantial foreign investment, Mexico could leverage its U.S. ties to become a top 10 world economy. Alternatively, it could descend into a narco state where cartels overwhelm democratic institutions. For the United States, the stakes couldn't be higher. A prosperous Mexico brings enhanced security, economic growth, and diplomatic partnership. A failed Mexico means waves of migrants fleeing north and massive security costs. What's certain is that building walls won't solve shared problems. Our futures are permanently linked through deepening business, personal, and community relations that transcend politics. When U.S. Ambassador Carlos Pascual resigned in 2011 following WikiLeaks revelations, it exemplified a historical pattern. U.S.-Mexico relations often begin with expansive promises but end in bitter divisions. This pattern has deep roots in a complex shared history. After gaining independence in 1821, Mexico claimed vast territories but exercised little control over them. Their fateful decision to grant land to American settlers willing to pledge loyalty to Mexico proved catastrophic. Within a decade, 25,000 American settlers overwhelmed the few thousand Mexican inhabitants, culminating in the 1836 Texas Revolt. While Americans remember the Alamo as a heroic last stand, Mexicans view it as radical immigrants threatening sovereignty. This fundamental difference in historical perspective continues to color relations today. Yet, significant cooperation has existed alongside conflict. Mexican Federalists modeled their 1824 Constitution after America's, and economic relations flourished under Porfirio Diaz, whose order and progress motto attracted American capital that built Mexico's industrial infrastructure. What's often forgotten is how the border itself evolved. For decades, neither central government controlled this frontier. Communities spanned both sides, with identities blurring. Mexicans became Americans when borders shifted, while American settlers moved south to start new lives. This shared borderland history reveals a more complex relationship than national narratives suggest. Mexico's political landscape shifted dramatically from 1981, when President López Portillo and the PRI held unchallenged power, to Mexico's bankruptcy in 1982. The 1988 presidential election severely damaged PRI's legitimacy, and by the late 1990s, the middle class had grown disillusioned, particularly after the 1995 peso crisis. The PRI's 71-year rule finally ended with Vicente Fox's victory in 2000. Fox's presidency brought significant reforms, dismantling repressive institutions, implementing financial and healthcare reforms, and establishing freedom of information laws. His successor, Felipe Calderón, proved effective at building congressional coalitions to reform pensions, taxes, and the state oil monopoly. By the 2010s, Mexico had established a functioning electoral democracy with three major parties competing in free elections. While the Federal Electoral Institute maintains independence and interbranch relations follow democratic norms, challenges persist, particularly in economic accountability, with monopolies and oligopolies maintaining outsized political influence and driving up consumer costs. The American dream of middle-class prosperity is increasingly becoming reality for Mexicans at home. Marco Aseo exemplifies this transformation, rising from a car washer at the U.S. Embassy to a fleet chauffeur, able to own a home and fund his children's education. While poverty persists, Mexico now ranks in the top third globally for per capita wealth. Nearly 60 million of 110 million Mexicans belong to the middle and upper classes. Though the PRI era saw initial middle-class growth, the 1982 crisis dealt a setback. Economic reforms of the late 1980s eventually created foundation for broader prosperity. NAFTA proved beneficial despite controversy. Post-implementation, North American countries outpaced OECD growth averages, with significant increases in regional trade. For Mexico, NAFTA solidified economic reforms, drew over $150 billion in foreign investment, and shifted exports from oil dependency to 90% manufactured goods. This economic shift sparked social transformation. Family sizes dropped from 9 children in the 1970s to 2 today. Female workforce participation doubled to 45%, increasing dual-income households. Education gained prominence, with nearly a third of young Mexicans pursuing college degrees. Despite Mexico's economic and political progress, violence threatens these gains. The security crisis emerged from several factors: drug trafficking's shift from Colombia to Mexico, cartel militarization, and the breakdown of traditional arrangements between traffickers and the PRI government. The system unraveled as opposition parties won elections in the 1990s, culminating with Fox's 2000 presidential victory. Without established protocols, cartels violently competed for territory and influence. Though rooted in drugs, the violence has expanded as criminals diversify beyond narcotics. Corruption and impunity remain Mexico's greatest security weaknesses. From traffic police collecting bribes to officials favoring cronies in contracts, the problem pervades society. Transparency International reports Mexicans pay over 200 million bribes yearly for basic services. The federal government has initiated reforms, creating a new federal police headquarters with enhanced security measures. The 2008 judicial reforms introduced oral trials, presumption of innocence, and stronger due process, yet implementation remains slow. The United States shares responsibility through arms trafficking, money laundering, and drug demand. Despite restrictions on foreign gun sales, about 20,000 weapons cross south yearly. Billions in drug profits return to Mexico, funding bribes and weapons, while sophisticated laundering schemes undermine legitimate businesses. Beyond Mexico's visible challenges of poverty, corruption, and violence lies a nation transforming into a democracy with an open economy and growing middle class. Despite concentrated violence, Mexico is building democratic institutions and rule of law needed for lasting security. The U.S.-Mexico relationship is rooted in cross-border families and communities. The current immigration system fails despite massive spending, tearing apart communities without effectively controlling illegal entry. A more efficient system must recognize both family ties and labor market realities. Trade has doubled under NAFTA, yet border infrastructure lags. The U.S. must prioritize building bridges over walls and focus on North American competitiveness. Mexico needs support addressing its economic monopolies, limited credit access, and infrastructure gaps. U.S. Southern strategy has long focused on deflecting Mexican threats. However, Mexico could follow Spain's path, evolving from a developing nation into a stable democracy and strong economy. This would ease tensions, reduce immigration, boost trade, and improve border security. We can either maintain mutual suspicion or embrace our shared destiny as neighbors and partners. Our futures are inextricably linked, two nations, indivisible, rising or falling together.